Chapter 72, Blessings and Salvation. The next morning, after the Dayanim of the Basin of Posen had davened Shacharis, they gathered in the base medrash that had recently opened in the haunted house on Portugal Street. The Dayanim sat while Rav Yoel of Zamech stood before them and called on the Shin Dalids, the spirits, to appear at the Din Torah. "I am making a claim against you, evil spirits," Rav Yoel called out in his powerful voice. "I am calling you to come to a Din Torah in front of the Dayanim who have gathered here today. You must come and stand in front of the Dayanim," he continued to instruct the spirits. "But you must promise not to harm anyone at all, not on your way in, nor on your way out." The entire Beis Medrash fell silent. A feeling of awe and trembling at the holiness of Rav Yoel fell upon the large crowd that had gathered for this most unusual event. After a few moments, everyone could sense that the spirits had arrived in the room, although no one could see them at all. The Baal Shem then gazed at the Dayanim, although he spoke to the spirits. He said, "I am bringing you to a Din Torah because you have gone further than you are allowed. You have entered the homes of human beings. You have no permission to live among us." As soon as he finished speaking, the sounds of many strange voices were heard in the room, all talking at once, so that no one was able to understand what they were saying. "My masters, the Dayanim," Rav Yoel turned to the Beis Din, "because you have the power of the Holy Torah and the strength of a Beis Din, I ask you to please instruct the leader of these spirits to speak clearly so that we can all understand what they are trying to tell us." The head of the Beis Din did as Rav Yoel asked, and a clear voice immediately sounded in the room. It said, "We came to this house with the permission of the head spirit who is in charge of all the spirits." After a pause, the voice continued, "We received permission to stay in this house because we were created by the sins of the owner of this house, Avigdor, and from the frequent curses of his wife. Since we were created by their actions and speech, we consider ourselves their descendants, and we are entitled to inherit their house after their death. This house belongs to us. You are the intruders," the voice screamed mockingly. Rav Yoel was not surprised by this answer. He immediately replied, "The reason for your creation makes no difference. Spirits are not able to inherit from human beings. It is certainly true that from every good thing that a person does and from each good word that he says, a good malach is created. That angel asks for good things for the person in heaven and protects him. It is also true that from every bad action or word, an angel of destruction and evil spirit is created. Nevertheless, this does not turn you into inheritors. You have no permission to inherit from a human being. The owner of this house, who has now died, did in fact leave human inheritors. He had relatives in this world, and they were entitled to inherit this house. And these relatives gave the ownership of the house to the Jewish community of Posen. Get out from here," Rav Yoel sternly warned the spirits. However, the unseen speaker refused to give in. "No, no," the voice said. "It is true that you were able to drive us away from the upper part of the house because of the power of the Torah and holiness that you brought in here. Nevertheless, this cellar belongs to us. We will not leave. We are following the instructions of the spirit that is appointed as a ruler over us, and we came here according to his instructions. We will not leave." No sooner had the voice finished speaking than the room again filled with the sound of many strange voices, all talking and making noises at once. In addition, extremely terrifying beings suddenly appeared in the room as well. Rav Yoel continued to sound confident in his claim. This time, he did not argue with the spirits. Instead, he called out to them sharply, "I command you, spirits, and decree upon you using the power of the holy name of Hashem, that is hidden in the pasuk, Yipol mitzitcha elef urvava miminecha elecha layigash. 1,000 will fall on your left side and 10,000 on your right side. They will not touch you. You must be silent at once and not allow yourselves to be seen by human eyes. You must listen to the ruling of the Beis Din and fulfill its instructions completely." The Beis Medrash again fell completely silent. The Danim stood up and discussed the matter among themselves for a short while. Then the head of the basin announced their decision. "We accept the claims of the one who brought this case before the basin today. We rule that the spirits have no permission to be found among humans. They have no portion or right to the inheritance of the goldsmith and his wife. The entire building belongs to the Jewish community of Posen. The invasion of the spirits is entirely forbidden. It is usser." The sound of quiet weeping filled the room. Then, a moment later, the room was again completely silent. The spirits had left the entire house, including the cellar. The Dayanim were still shaken by the strange events that they had just witnessed with their very own eyes. The crowd that was gathered in the house tried hard to calm themselves from the terrible fear that had gripped them throughout the Dintera. Only Raviel appeared calm and completely relaxed. He turned to the crowd, asked them to say Parshas HaKeteres and to daven the Mincha service right there in the house. At this point, nobody had any further doubts about the holiness and miraculous power of the Baal Shem of Zamech. His followers asked Raviel to remain in Posen for a few more days, to which he agreed. Even those who had been most fiercely opposed to Raviel until that morning now agreed that he was a holy man. Men, women, and children streamed to the new Beis Medrash from all over Posen to see the Tzaddik and to receive his blessing. Within a week, people who had been blessed by him began reporting miraculous salvations from their problems in the merit of the guest, the Tzaddik of Zamech. Rav Shlomo now felt sincere pain and regret at having fiercely opposed the Baal Shem and for having disgraced his reputation in public for so long. In fact, he was heartbroken. After all that had happened, the residents of Posen were not at all surprised when one morning Rav Shlomo arrived at the house in which the Baal Shem was staying. He tightly held his son Menashe, who had completely lost his mind ever since he met with the spirits that day in the cellar. Raviel blessed Menashe, and he instantly appeared to recover his mind. His madness disappeared, and there was no way to tell that he had ever been ill. Not only Menashe, but also the poor merchant who had come to Posen to buy skins from Rav Shlomo and had lost his power of speech, was now healed. He again began to speak clearly, as if nothing had ever been wrong. The miraculous reputation of Rav Yael Baal Shem, as well as the deep respect for all of the Mekubalim, grew greatly in the city of Posen. As far as the followers of the Baal Shem were concerned, this more than made up for the suffering they had experienced at the disrespect and opposition to Rav Yael that had been heard in the city before the Baal Shem's visit. Rav Baruch Batlin paid many visits to the home in which his Rebbe was staying. On one occasion, he brought his daughter Rachel and his son Binyamin in order that they may see the Tzaddik and merit to receive his blessing. "Rebbe, please bless my children with long life," Rav Baruch asked Rav Yael. This was an important request for Rav Baruch because sadly, he and his wife had already lost 7 of their precious children. Raviel gazed kindly at Rav Baruch and his 2 children. He lovingly replied, "May Hashem allow them to live long, good, and pleasant lives." Rav Baruch was extremely delighted with this most precious blessing.